Farmer of Hearts, Day 5. On the cross, Jesus said, "I thirst." Bishop Barron said, "Keep in mind that Jesus himself, in person, is the seed sown. Jesus is the Logos that wants to take root in us." What are the seeds? We know the seeds are God's Word, but our relationship with His Word would become distant if we don't go deeper. Jesus Himself is the Word. It is written in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14. "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us." The deepest yearning of our hearts, the quest for truth and meaning in our lives, are the seeds that God has planted in each one of us. It is a thirst He planted in us to help us return to Him. It is the image of God imprinted in the depth of our souls. The seeds in our souls germinate when we join Mother Mary and Saint John at the foot of the cross to quench the thirst of Jesus. And this is when we realize, when Jesus exclaimed, "I thirst," He is, in fact, thirsting for our love. We are His greatest consolation. We are His everything. The ultimate intimacy with Jesus is when His thirst for our love meets our thirst for His love. Reflection. Do I turn a blind eye to Jesus' quest for my love? Do I reject His love for me? Am I courageous enough to stand at the foot of the cross like Mother Mary when I realize that the only reason for Jesus to be crucified is to bear the heavy burden of my sins?
Thank you.
Today's prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for your gentleness as you wait for me to respond to your thirst for my love. I am sorry for abandoning you as you suffer immensely for my sake. Grant me a renewed heart that will not forsake you again. Lord, as my response to your invitation, I desire to spend time today to come before the crucifix, to contemplate and connect with you as you gently say, I thirst. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.